are kicking off your weekend. It's the Lori and Julia Friday show. That means New Music Friday's coming up. That's another one of my favorite parts of a Friday.
You like that record?
Oh, yeah. So stay tuned for that. Okay. What do we got now? We can talk some travel.
We're going to talk a little travel, okay? So as your resident travel guru, we would like you all to listen to us and pay attention to us. And if you are thinking about traveling somewhere in the next 4 months.
Right.
Okay, between now and the end of August. It is, unless you're doing something that's specific, like the Jazz Fest, or you're going to some specific thing in the fall, you don't need to really worry about those tickets. But if you are going to go somewhere this summer, really, we're expecting prices are going to be going up as more people are booking. You know, some people are getting stimulus money and maybe they're going to go on a little vacation, whatever, but the demand is going back up, so the prices will go back up. But both Sun Country and Delta are doing some incentivizing for some travel destinations. So just, you know, make that be something of fun that you pick out or kind of figure out what you're going to do. If you're going to fly, you're going to drive, but there's a lot of options and there's some good prices.
There's some great prices. I'm just looking at a couple, like if you want to go to Bozeman in June on Sun Country, there's really affordable flights. Like they've never been this low.
Yeah.
If you want to go to Vegas, I know you and I booked a trip to Vegas in May, really cheap flights. I mean, it's opening up.
It's opening up, but as it gets more open, as there's more people, as there's more demand, that's just how pricing, that's how it works. So just if you want to be a planner and do
which
your
Lori
summer.
Is.
I am a planner.
She's got revenge, what are you calling it? Revenge travel books.
Well, that's also a way of making sure that you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if you're a planner.
Absolutely.
But this is a report from Good Morning America, because the two places that were probably most hurt by the travel and hospitality interruption as far as United States.
Yep.
Hawaii, Las Vegas, and California.
Yep.
Okay. Those were like, I mean, Hawaii had capacity, their hotels less than 10%. The workforce, you know, 90%. Same with Las Vegas.
Right.
It's coming back. Here's a report from GMA.
This morning, Vegas is betting on a comeback, but playing it safe. Even with masks on, Las Vegas is starting to look like its old self. Action on the casino floor. Performers at every turn. Hotel and casino employees ecstatic to work again.
It feels really good.
The Wall Street Journal finding the unemployment rate in Las Vegas in December was the highest of any major metro area in the country.
Those unemployment checks made all the difference.
They did, for sure.
This is a community of hospitality professionals, and to see the Vegas lights and the Vegas Strip go empty was just devastating.
Now in Vegas's favor, COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are all trending down. The county's daily case average has declined by 96% since early January. Tourists now anxious to travel and celebrate.
We just got married.
It's Vegas.
They're filling casinos, restaurants, and bars to their half-capacity limits. Hotel occupancy rose over 10% from January to February.
So, I mean, there's like shows are open, like Cirque du Soleil shows, Avicen, some of these, not so much the concerts,
right,
but like all the other show options. And it's just at 50% capacity.
Yep.
So you just will probably maybe where you used to go ahead and buy your tickets to something when you got to Vegas. Maybe you're going to do a little bit more planning, depending on what you do. But anyway, so I thought, you know, that's good. And I know Virgin
Cruise Lines.
Well, they have a Virgin Hotel in
Las
Vegas.
Where's that? I heard about that.
It's off the strip. I don't know what old hotel. I don't know. It might be the old Hard Rock.
Oh,
really?
Is what I think it is, that they took over the Hard Rock space because they had the great, that was a good place to watch bands.
Yes, it was.
The Hard Rock went away?
The Hard Rock went away.
I did not know that.
Yep, they closed, and I believe that is now the Virgin Hotel in Las Vegas, the location of that. And I don't know if this is where Katy Perry is going to do her residency fourth quarter for Las Vegas, but it, or when, you know, like Bruno Mars or any of these big name shows when they're coming back to Vegas. But I mean, they had footage that they were showing and it looked like, you know, people were, you know, out and about and just wearing their masks, and all the tables and everything have the plastic plexiglass up stuff like that.
So. I can't wait to gamble. I'm sorry. I'm ready. I'm ready to go sit at a slot machine and push the buttons and just
and we'll be have some completely fun. Both and we'll vaccinated be,
yes,
by then.
We'll be so done. Everyone's hopefully going to be done by the end of May.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
You guys, we've lost another person, another notable passing, a literary lion.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yes. The LL.
Rest in peace, writer Larry McMurtry, 84 years old. He, his books were bestsellers and they became movies. Let me give you some of them.
All right.
HUD, Lonesome Dove,
right.
Terms of Endearment, The Last Picture Show. He also, turned Annie, I don't know how to say her name, Perot, who wrote Brokeback Mountain, that book.
Yes.
He adapted that book into a screenplay, and he won an Oscar in 2006 for Brokeback Mountain. He was just, I loved reading his books, and I loved his movies. I mean,
Lonesome Dove is probably the best book I've ever read.
Isn't that an amazing book?
I don't think, I never read that.
Oh,
I think everybody should read it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I think you look at it, you're like, oh, it's a big Western. I don't like cowboy books, but it's so much more than that. And
I know so many guys that, like, that was a book that got them reading
Lonesome
Dove, yeah. Yeah, Casey, I know.
I was thinking of The Great Santini. Remember when that?
That's Pat Conroy.
Yeah, that's Pat Conroy. Mm-hmm. That's another. Did you ever read that, Rocco?
Great book.
And a great movie with Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
That is a great
movie. And Robert Duvall is in Lonesome Dove.
Oh, there you go.
Diane Lane.
Okay.
Who else was in that one? I can't remember. Diane Lane.
The dude that's in Men in Black, right?
Tommy.
Terry Lee.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, isn't he the other guy in Lonesome Dove? Yeah. And that's great, too. That's like a miniseries. You can get that on DVD.
That's so good. Terms of Endearment. I mean, Shirley MacLaine and Jack Nicholson. Epic. The Last Picture Show. Cloris Leachman won an Oscar for that. And of Sybil Shepherd and Jeff Bridges.
I saw Terms of Endearment by myself when I lived in Arizona, and I went one day. I was probably supposed to go to school.
Yeah.
And I went there instead, and I just remember
crying.
I just remember heaving. In Arizona, I decided it was okay to go to movies by myself in the 80s, and this was 1983. And I just remember heaving and just couldn't even get up to leave.
Yeah.
Couldn't do anything. Didn't know about bringing Kleenex. Mm-hmm. Just thought, how can you even experience this? In a movie theater, but that boy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's kind of
HUD. I mean, Paul Newman. That's a classic.
I don't think I've seen
classic
that.
Movie. Really good. But anyway, he's passed away at 84. He was really larger than life. His New York Times obituary is really good.
Yeah.
Rocco, you should read that for one of your free articles.
Nice.
Because he
had five, right?
He had quite a life, and he really was a literary lion. So Larry McMurtry. All right, listen, we come back. It's time for Random Thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, people. What up today? Today is National Wear a Hat Day, also, you know, a big deal if you are, it's something about spinach. It's National Spinach.
Oh, I saw that, yes.
Spinach Day, and Popeye was right. Spinach really does make you stronger. Researchers out of Australia found that people who eat spinach and other leafy greens every day have 11% stronger leg muscles than people that don't, even if they exercise the same amount as the other people. I had something I was eating at lunch, and I had a bag of spinach, and I just threw some in it after I read this. And I'm
you
like,
know, spinach is one of those things where, at least when I grew up, you know, it was came out of a can, and it was like disgusting,
right?
Right.
And now that you're older, it's like, hey, spinach is good.
Delicious.
It is good.
Same with Brussels sprouts and asparagus, just things that were canned back then. Are
but
so
like
much
the
better.
Cream spinach from what's the steak place
Manny's?
Downtown?
Manny's. Dantana's has it too, in Hollywood, in L.A. Totally, totally. So good. Let's see here. Heinz 57, which is not Heinz 57 anymore. It's so many more brands. Remember how they keep doing condiment mashups? They've another one. So here's today's Kachili. It's a mixture of ketchup and sweet Thai chili sauce.
Okay.
Buffa Ranch, Buffalo Sauce and Ranch, which I've been doing for years.
Right.
And that and this is addition to their Hanch, which was hot sauce and ranch, which everyone does. Wasaboli, which was wasabi and garlic aioli, and then tartchup, which was tartar sauce and ketchup, which is the one we never got around.
No.
Never got around thinking that
is
was...
Is that a repeat random?
Yeah, really? That you was just... that
no.
good? That
no, no, no. There's two new ones today.
Okay.
You, what were the two new ones? Can I give you a test?
The first, there was sweet chili and ketchup.
Yep. Kachili.
Kachili. And was the wasabi aioli?
No, it's Buffa Ranch.
Okay. You know, you can just not make these yourself and not pay as much money.
I am well aware. I've been
talk about them.
I've been making these for years.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Do you know that Lauren Graham from the Gilmore Girls, every time she signs on to do a new deal, always has a clause in her contract called the Gilmore Girls clause?
What's that?
She says shows are so restrictive when you sign up for them now that she said if there was ever a chance to do something again with the Gilmore Girls, she has it in her contracts that she will put a window into all of her new jobs just in case.
There's a Gilmore production?
So that door is open if there's something that comes up with Gilmore's again.
What has she been in other than Gilmore?
She's in the Mighty Ducks, which is the Game Changers, which is launched today on Disney Plus. No, Justin did
Is that why everybody's talking about Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, yes. it came out today, and it's this TV series starring Lauren Graham and Emilio Estevez. And
not filmed in Minnesota.
Nothing is filmed in Minnesota because we don't have the tax credits. And the guys are both, they all wanted to try to do something here, but it was just too hard to do. And even Lauren Graham's boyfriend, Peter Krause, who's from Roseville, Minnesota.
Right.
And she said she's come here many times to be with his family. And
I loved her in Parenthood.
I know. That's where those two met. On Parenthood. He has a growth in his neck. Not cancerous or anything, but something happened to him. His head keeps getting bigger. Peter
Krause. Well, that happens to all men.
Yeah. But his is growing in his neck.
Oh, dear.
It's a different place for your head to grow when it grows in your neck. Do you know that? You know that syndrome?
No.
Double chin, two-face.
Just say what you think it is instead of talking in all this.
Growth.
He's gotten a thick neck. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but it's like a yodel. It's like a waddle. It's like a. It's like something.
A yodel.
If you watched him on Fox 911 or 411, he's on that firefighter.
I'm sure it's 411. Yeah.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah, it probably is. He something happened. He's really people gain weight in their neck. I gained it in my stomach. He's gained it in his neck. I'm just saying some things.
I'm giving you all the rope you need, sister.
But she said when she's met his family and everything, you know, because they asked her, I don't know if Neil's talked directly with her, if she was going to have a Minnesota accent. She said, you know, they really don't have that much of an accent. And I'm not going to do Fargo because that's not how they really speak in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Like, don't you know? And
you know, I just Googled this picture. I think his neck is kind of big in this picture.
I told you. I'm not making this
up. I'll
send
it to you.
What would you call that?
New
real estate.
Yeah.
It's not like Matthew Perry's.
Lori, you haven't seen... When is the last time you've seen him?
I don't know. He's not in any show that
yes,
I watch.
Well, he's in the firefighter show.
Which is called what again?
Fox 411. 911. I don't know, but it was good. I liked it.
I certainly hope his mom or his sisters or his dad are not big
he's
fans
so
of our
good
show
looking.
As you just raked him over the
coals. I'm not raking him over the coals. I'm just was saying something, you know, women always get a bad rap for getting a big tummy or a bigger butt or something as we age. I'm just saying something has happened to his neck.
Uh-huh.
That was it. Mm-hmm. That was all I was going to say. Now, today, if you want two good things, I'm exhausted today because, Yesterday was a big, long day, but on top of that, I had a tennis match that started at 9 o'clock last night and got over at 11.
Whoa.
It was 2 hours, and it was in...
Tell me you won.
I did.
Okay.
We did. And it was in the suburb where Crooners is. What?
Fridley.
So here are my observations about Friendly Fridley, because I was over at the Minnetonka Country Club. Is that how I say it, Lori? Mm-hmm. Just right there, the gas station right in front of that, the gas was $2.89. Fridley's gas was $2.59.
Yeah.
Woodbury's gas is $2.79. I'm just telling you, there's a big...
Yeah.
If you traveled as much as I did yesterday around the city, there's a big differential in how much gas is around the city. And because that ship is stuck in the Suez Canal,
yes,
they say gas prices are going to go up anymore. So go to Fridley. They've got a lovely lifetime. But so this morning I didn't want to watch any talk shows or do my work for the work.
Mm-hmm.
So I rewatched for probably my fifth time, The Wedding Date with Dermot Mulroney. And,
is this a movie?
Yes.
Okay.
And Deborah Messing and Amy Adams and Holland Taylor. Have you ever seen that?
Never.
She hires Deborah Messing is going back to
England. Yes,
you've
I have
seen it. She hires him, and he's kind of a male escort.
He's going to pretend to be your boyfriend,
yes,
so people don't bug her about when are you getting married
and everything.
Your serious boyfriend.
Yeah, that's a cute movie, people. If you want something cute to watch,
all right.
And also Best in Show, which I haven't watched in so many years,
mm-hmm.
And it's there's the beginning with Eugene Levy, and what's more, his name
Catherine O'Hara.
And they're sitting there talking about kind of how they first met in junior high. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about at a dance. And she says something like, yeah, we met at a dance and I could dance and he couldn't. And you know, literally, because why can't you dance? Well, I have two left feet. And the camera goes down and he literally has, I didn't remember that. He really has two left feet. And then he describes, yes, it was very difficult because learning how to walk, I would just loop.
Yeah, right.
I laughed so hard.
It's so funny. I was watching some SCTV the other night.
Yeah.
And that all those people came from. And boy, that stands up.
Yes. Oh,
those guys are just so funny.
So yes, funny. Are. I mean, literally when they were...
And Jennifer Coolidge explaining why she loves the old man.
And I wrote that down. Here's what we have. Lori, how did you remember that? Because I wrote it down.
You've just watched that movie about a month ago.
We have so much in common. We love soup.
Yeah.
We love talking and not talking. We love snow peas. We cannot talk forever and find things to not talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Lori, that's so
funny. No, Jason plays that.
Yeah.
That's
oh.
a thing, a promo.
Oh,
on their
I
show.
Love
Or
so-
not a promo, it's part of their.
Yeah, it was like part of their show opening.
Do they?
Yeah. It's so funny. Yeah.
Oh, I laughed so hard. That so holds up. That mm-hmm. was very, very funny. And
it's so funny because she's like the guy, you know, he's like ancient, like Anna Nicole's first husband.
Yes.
No teeth. We both love soup.
I'm so glad that Eugene Levy's kind of getting his moment. You know, the S Creek. is just and same with Catherine O'Hara. They're just superstars of comedy.
Oatmeal soup, you know. Oh, that was so...
I almost used some Best in Show trivia for our dog trivia on Wednesday. You guys would have nailed it.
We probably would have.
Oh, except Sheila Joy
just watched it
today.
But I didn't watch all of it. I've got more. I couldn't stop laughing at the left feet when they scrolled down. I thought, oh, this is such terrible funny humor.
Right, right.
And they're so much younger in that.
Well,
it was 25
years ago.
At least, 30, yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, those are two kind of movies if you want to just giggle and then look at a hot guy.
All right.
What do we got when we come back?
Well, we have our new music today.
All right, good.
It's the day that new music drops, and we have a hand selection for you.
Well, I hope that Terrier Style makes the list. Terrier Style!
Well, Nas X, we posted the video. It's absolutely wild. It is... He describes this song as a love letter to his past, his closeted self with a fantastical fever dream of a new life. And to me, he looked like a wild land merman come to life.
Lori's like, Julia, look at this. It's a land merman.
Merman.
You know, Lori's been obsessed with the merman.
Yeah.
And she has.
I have. I got to admit it. Merman, merwomen.
You've been obsessed with mermaids.
That's right. But that's posted. The song is called Montero. Call Me By Your Name.
Is that what we were just listening to?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a clean version and an explicit version.
All right.
So that happened today. But really, you got to check out the video. Now, this song is... Dancing with the Devil from Demi Lovato. And I don't know if we have just, this song is just dropping today because she's got her YouTube, you know, her confessional, the reality documentary about her whole experience. I don't think
I watched part of it.
Okay, you did?
Yep.
And?
Well, it's with Ratner.
Brett Ratner?
Yeah, Brett Ratner is doing the Q&A with her, and it's pretty raw.
Mm-hmm.
I fell asleep. I watched it too late at night, I got to be honest.
Okay, all
right. I need to revisit.
All right, this is the song Dancing with the Devil.
The Devil.
She's got a beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. I like that. She's got a beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. Rocco, what do you think?
Yeah, it's a little on the nose, you know, but
yeah.
We think this was in the documentary.
Yeah, and it's a song about, you know, if you listen to the lyrics, it is all about her experience of
her drug use.
Yeah, her drug
use.
And
she said the craziest thing, but I don't know if this is crazy. When I think about it, maybe other people don't know. And she said she never thought she could overdose because she wasn't shooting up the drugs.
Mm.
She said that.
Yeah, there is that philosophy that
if you're not shooting up heroin or whatever,
you can't overdose.
Mm-hmm. And she said that. That was like a big...
Well, Prince overdosed on... He thought he was taking a Vicodin pill that was really a man-made Vicodin with lots of fentanyl.
Yeah, so Bobby Brown's son, they just did the toxicology report and the same thing.
So, okay, now this is, Taylor Swift is releasing her versions, which means she owns the songs.
Previous albums.
Yeah, so this was the first single from her Fearless album. This is her version. She asked Maren Morris to come in on it. And the song is called You're All Over Me.
Pretty harmonization. Song,
and that's very smart of her to have some guests coming in.
Oh, 100%.
Recording this because she wants...
I remember the first song she released sounded exactly like the way she did it before. But this is different, right?
She's got Maren Morris singing on it. And, you know, when I was looking up Kanye, some of the tweets that he did last July in August, when it was probably becoming clear to Kim Kardashian that this wasn't going to work out for a number of reasons. But one of his tweets was, Taylor, I'm going to help you get all your masters back. I personally know Scooter Braun, because that was all happening when Big Machine Records ended up with all of her music, you know, the rights to them. So anyway, that's You All Over Me. And then here's a song. This is by a group called, I've never heard of them before, but they're called Studio Killers. Kim Petras is featured on the song, and the song is called Jenny.
That just sounds like auto-tune, like anyone could do it.
All right.
Rocco?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, it's not that. I don't like that.
All right, here's a song. They did, also there's a new song from Brockhampton called Buzzcut. But it's too explicit. You got to listen to that one on your own. But great video and a good message song. This is a romantic song, and Patrick Droney is the artist. He got Lucy Hale to star with him in the official music video, and they're making it like this is the movie, and the name of the movie is called State of the Heart. Here's the song. Some dreamy pop rock. Where's the crescendo, Julia? Where's the crescendo?
Is today March 26th?
Yeah, what's up?
Did Beverly Cleary just die?
Possibly. Aww. I mean, we've lost so many people this week. Damn it.
104. The beloved Ramona Quimby.
Ramona the Pest.
She died Thursday.
Yeah, looks like you got this one right.
In Carmel, California, she lived since the 60s. We're saddened with the passing of Beverly Cleary, one of the most beloved children's authors. Looking back, she'd often say, I've had a lucky life. And generations of children's count themselves lucky too, lucky to have very real characters in the Beverly that she created, mm-hmm. including Henry Huggins, Ramona, Beezus Quimbley.
Beezus Quimbley.
And Ralph S. Mouse.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, my God. What is it about Carmel? Doris Day lived in Carmel.
It's a beautiful place. Clint Eastwood lives in Carmel. Sonny Bono lived in Carmel.
No, you're thinking of Palm Springs.
Didn't Bono live in Carmel ever? All right, I got those.
That was things. You're getting Clint Eastwood, who is the mayor of Carmel, mixed up with Sonny Bono, who is the mayor of.
No, I know. All right, I did. But Carmel is beautiful. Certainly. The 7 mile drive there. My sister used to live there. I know
another
it.
Another literary line, but of children's books. We've really had a lot of people go this week.
We have had.
Did COVID
right.
get her, or did just she die of?
She just died of old age
in her sleep.
They didn't say that yet, yeah, but
isn't that the way everybody wants to go?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So can we go back to the music for a second?
Please.
So did we like State of the Heart, Patrick Groney?
Right. It's good.
Okay.
I'm not done.
I'm giving it two thumbs up. All right. Now here's Kelly Clarkson yesterday.
All right.
Her Kelly-oke is a cover of the Jackson 5, Who's Lovin' Who.
How great of a singer she is. She is.
Yeah.
Really she can do anything.
Yeah. Really yeah, amazing.
That's one thing we're going to take out of this pandemic was like, there's she's nothing, a great singer.
Yeah, there's nothing she can't sing.
In my music, okay, Barbara Streisand and Kelly Clarkson take up the most real estate on my iPod, if I can date myself.
Yeah.
And I still have it.
Tamron Hall had Jessica Simpson on because her book, her memoir, is out in paperback,
yes,
and she's written like a foreword.
A new one.
A new one. Her, the book was called Open Book.
It's so good.
And she wrote in that memoir, which you read, that when she dated John Mayer between 2006 and 2007, she spent a lot of the time in the booze fog because she was so anxious, one, about dating him, because she thought he was so smart, and kind of the way he treated her and the way she let him treat her. And
he would be, whenever she would try to break up with him, he wouldn't kind of let her. He'd always say, come back, but yet would treat her like she was a far. So he kept manipulating her. She'd get over him, and then he's like, come back, come back.
Well, Tamron asked her, does he owe you an apology? And she said, I definitely don't feel that I'm owed a public apology. You can't take it back. And she's talking like about when he talked that she was sexual napalm and all this. She said, I'm a forgiving person. I'm honest. So in the memoir, if I'm going to talk about stuff that caused me pain, I'm going to be honest about it. And that was a time in my life I was very manipulated and also seemingly in love. And she just said, I don't need to get an apology from John Mayer.
Right.
To be in a good spot.
Right.
But I like that Tamron asked that.
Yeah, I think that's a healthy response. That book is so amazing.
Yeah, well, it's out in paperback.
Yeah, it's a good read, people. Mm-hmm.
All right, listen, we come back. We're going to Hollywood speak. We're going to Hollywood speak what this means when the new wife rejects this from the ex-wife.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
All right, let's get at Hollywood speaking.
Julia, Shannon Bedore, who's the housewife on Orange County.
Yes.
Her husband, David, you know, he married her on the show, like on their 20th anniversary, and then 3 months later told her he wasn't in love with her, and then like 6 months later had a new girlfriend.
Stop.
And, oh, no, I'm not even kidding you.
Stop.
Anyway, he's been with this gal.
What is it with men about that?
I don't know.
I love you, but I'm just going to cheat on you.
Right, and I guess they were married for 17 years. Anyway, he is remarried and had a baby, and they welcomed their baby just last month.
Okay.
February. And she said that in, what is she talking with, Entertainment Tonight?
Okay.
Or Extra. The girls, you know, said, you know, mom got you a baby gift. And David said, that's nice. And the new wife said, I don't want it.
Oh, we've heard this before.
And she bought her a Madeline doll and three of the Madeline books.
Okay, that is such a cute present.
Isn't it?
I loved Madeline. Okay. That was another great book.
Note to the new wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Shannon Bedore and this guy have kids together?
Yes, they have three daughters.
Okay, she's being dumb. She's dumb. And you never would say that to your stepchildren or bonus kids. That's just dumb.
Mom got you a gift. The dad says, that's nice. And she says, well, I don't want it.
Okay, well, that's just ridiculous.
And another thing Shannon said, she's never met his new wife. She said, that's another thing. 2.5 years they've spent with my children. Why haven't I been able to meet?
I don't understand sometimes.
Petty BS.
Well, especially because he wronged her.
Yeah.
And that, and she was part of that, you know, that, that he wouldn't, you do what's right for your kids. You don't want to have animosity there, have them feel bad.
He's
if they
a
like
dink
the new,
and so is his new wife.
Apparently,
I feel for
and
their
the poor kids,
kids
who
brought back
gonna,
their mom's gift that wouldn't even take a Madeline doll and three books.
And that
which
is like the cutest present ever.
And the girls, you know, were like, well, Mom.
That's not right.
It's not nice.
That's not nice because then they're making, the new wife is making her the kids choose.
Mm-hmm.
Sides, yeah. Which is so wrong.
Well,
be
know,
an adult.
Be an adult.
How old is she? The new wife. Is she young, younger than Shannon?
Well, she's in her 30s. Yeah, she's 20 years younger than of course. Always. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is Rocco even here?
He is.
Okay.
He is.
Hi.
He is. This is in Hello Magazine, and Prince Albert of Monaco was asked to share his reaction to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's interview with Oprah. And he said, basically, this is what he said. I wish them the best. But I think these types of conversations should be held within intimate quarters of the family and not laid out in the public sphere like that. It bothered me a bit.
Okay, this guy is the biggest male whore ever. I mean, he has children with so many different women. Seriously, and he has so many different children with so many different women.
You think that
and
is-
it all would come out in tabloids yeah. and tabloids and tabloids and tabloids. He was like... a disgrace.
But do you think that
Princess Grace?
That interview sent like a chill down like all the different monarchs in Europe about, you know, oh, I wonder who else is going to get called on. We're supposed to keep all this very quiet.
Well, I would say I don't want to comment.
Yeah.
That would have been the safest thing is no comment because he just looks. He's
maybe
one, he was the raunchiest guy mm-hmm. and like he'd be married to someone and oops, this girl over here that I went jet skiing with yesterday in the Bay of Monaco
right.
or whatever it
he's
is.
Being shady.
Got pregnant.
He's being shady about those two because yeah. he's got a lot of crap to
he's
hide.
He's got so many skeletons.
Yeah. Okay. That's I mean, why he says yeah. keep quiet. Scarlett Johansson in her interview with The Gentlewoman, the magazine.
Where is it? Is that the new thing? Are you called a gentlewoman?
Well, that's the name of the magazine.
Okay.
And I just wanted you to specifically weigh in on, this is what she said. I mean, everyone has a hard time admitting when they're wrong about stuff. And for all of that to come out publicly, it can be quite embarrassing. Talking about comments that she's made publicly. So how does something come out publicly if you didn't make it be so? It's she's acting like we got her a hold of her journals.
I
talking
think,
about all okay. the problematic things she said. Well, it can be embarrassing. I mean, it's just she said all of it on the record right. in magazine interviews.
Well, I can understand if you look back at some of the things you said that could be embarrassing.
Okay, well then here's what she said. Wow. I did. Wow. I was really off mark there, or I wasn't looking at the big picture, or I was inconsiderate. But, you know, I'm also a person. So she can't even admit she's off base without immediately in the next sentence saying, oh, I'm human.
Well, we know you're human because you're breathing and you're a person. So we already, by the way, know that. And I think, but to
heart.
Admit, you know, I was really off the mark and I didn't see the bigger pictures. Why was she asked? She seems so... She, to me, has always felt a little bit, I'll never forget, she was married to Ryan Gosling.
No, Ryan Reynolds.
Reynolds, I mean. And couldn't even acknowledge him as her husband, who was probably so much fun. She seems like she's got a just a little chippy.
Yeah. I'm going to just say bless her heart.
There you go.
On that one, because when you can't admit that you're wrong without just saying, but I'm only human. I mean,
that's like, I'm sorry for everyone I offended.
Yeah, kind of.
I'm really sorry to the people that I offended instead of I'm sorry I was such a Dinkus Moranis.
Hollywood speak this. Right? Chrissy Teigen goes off Twitter.
And then
the
he's
day
on
before
every talk show in the world.
She's on James Corden playing a game called Spill Your Guts.
Yep.
And
she's on Kelly Clarkson's show today. She went off Twitter to get her name out there. This is a PR move. Mm-hmm. I've finally decided this was totally a PR move to get her name out there. Mm-hmm. And then she's on all these shows promoting whatever it is she's promoting.
Spilling her guts. Like, really? She told in the Spill Your Guts, she revealed...
she had sex in a bathroom.
All the public places she and John Legend have got it on. And, you know, all that kind of stuff. And she's she does have something going on with Kris Jenner. A cleaning products that they're getting a lot of crap about. Yeah, I know. But I mean, to me, she well played Chrissy.
Mm-hmm. Rocco, are you ready for the day when we ask you for all your public spots? I remember my girlfriends and I, we would always say, because we have one couple in our group back in the day that would just have sex everywhere. Bathrooms at restaurants, bathrooms at people's houses when we're all there together.
Yeah, they we're just, not going to ask Rocco that kind of stuff, put him on the spot. If we're going to sexually harass him, let's do it private, quiet, not on the radio. But
that is something that was such a common question when we were in our 30s and 40s.
Well, there are some people who get off on public sex and the chance of getting caught. That is a fact.
Back of a city bus.
That's a fact.
An alley downtown Minneapolis.
Now, this is you or this is your friend?
No, I've got friends.
But it's also depends on, like, when you're single, some people can be persuaded into doing
things
it in
through
places,
a doorknob.
Doing it in places you wouldn't normally do it.
Through a doorknob.
Thank
that was yesterday's story.
Thank you for catching on, people. I was just wondering if you were listening to me.
That was yesterday's random thoughts?
Yeah.
Maybe? Yeah, okay.
And I'm just saying when you're single at a certain age, Lori, there's, you know.
Yeah.
It's a certain age.
Yeah.
And maybe a certain amount of alcohol in your body
20s
or something.
Probably, right?
What?
In your 20s?
30s.
Yeah. 20s, 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel like something...
No, 40s.
For you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thinking of a couple of incidents.
Mm-hmm. You were married to my brother at the
time. Yeah, I know. And, you know, more flexible in my 40s. That's my only going to be my nod to...
Being younger, having a younger body?
For some reason, yeah. Like that stupid car accident I got into all those years ago.
Yeah, your
neck.
Has
played havoc with my neck.
Yeah.
So, and as a result, Julia, I feel tight all the way down. In a good way and in a bad way.
All right, we're giving away $100. Stay with us, as maybe we're going to announce your name. We'll be right back.